That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Summit Cast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's episode. Summit Placement Service is a nationally recognized physician and executive search firm based here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex that has successfully executed more than 1,000 placements. And ladies and gentlemen, we are here to serve you today. I am here with the one and only America's Headhunter, Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how in the world are you?
Doing awesome, Doug. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited that we're going to have the opportunity to chat about salaries today. But before we dive into that, why don't you take a second and tell us about one of the spotlighted opportunities that you've been working on this week, Chuck?
Well, I got two remote radiology opportunities. One is a 5 p.m. to 1 shift. Just reading mixed reads, probably 100 cases per shift. The hours are flexible. I mean, they can work, you know, start a little earlier, work, you know, or work a little later, whatever they want to do. And then my second one is, it's a Monday through Friday. Now this one, they need somebody that can read 40, 50, 60 cross sectionals plus, you know, some plain films for a total of about 100 cases per shift. But they can, you know, this one is really for the high volume readers because of the amount of cases they have. And, you know, it's everybody's going to be incentivized, you know, on the cases they read. So somebody that really, you know, knew their, you know, could do the volume, they can really knock it out of the park, you know.
Fantastic. Over on the executive side, I know that one of the folks that we would like to spotlight is a candidate that we're working with that is looking for a either a gig as a CEO or a CFO. Man, this guy looks fantastic on paper. Has excellent communication skills, has a great track record of turning the ship around, and he actually is looking at he's pretty wide open, but he's been considering opportunities in rural Texas. So for those of you that have a hospital or a medical group and you're looking for someone to steer the ship, man, reach out to us. These are just a couple of the ways that we can serve you. Feel free to reach out to us. You can reach our medical recruiting site at hiresps.com or the executive site at summitexec, that's XEC.com, or you can always reach us at 817-483-4300, and we would love to serve you. So today we're going to be chatting about salaries. Chuck, it has been very interesting to see what salaries have done recently, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just like everything else, they're definitely going up, you know.
Yeah. I think that it was the last executive meeting we were in. You threw the phrase out there. It is definitely a candidate-driven market, and that is the truth.
Yeah, it is for sure. And you know, that is no secret. I mean, the candidates know it. The employers know it. The employers are, you know, they're kind of bucking, you know, raising the salaries. A lot of them are doing it, and you know, a lot of them are getting the hires and that sort of thing. But some, you know, some are still, you know, kind of sticking to the old salaries and you know, kind of hoping to, you know, to kind of stay in that range. But what we're seeing a lot more of is everything has a value and everything's kind of tied to production. I mean, it always is anyway. Even if you're getting, you know, straight salary, you're on commission, because if you're not producing there, you know, you're not going to be there long. But the, you know, just, the volume, just the work that you can do is what people are willing to pay for, and that's what they want to pay for.
Well, you know, and at the end of the day, I know that different organizations have different financial situations going on, but when we were just having that discussion about the trillions of dollars that are being made right now, there is money that is out there to be made and to be utilized. And I think that whenever we look at hiring a new executive or hiring a new physician, you kind of have the bell curve in action there. You've got the folks that are the early adopters that realize they're going to have to pay to get the candidate that they want. Then you got the folks that are kind of right there in the sweet spot in the middle that realize, yeah, it looks like we are going to have to do this. But what, unfortunately, I have seen a little bit of recently is that you find the folks that are on the tail end of that bell curve that are realizing, hey, I don't want to pay this candidate what they're asking for. I don't want to pay a recruiter to work for it. And what they're doing is, unfortunately, they're positioning themselves for failure. And that is not a positive place for anyone to be.
Yeah, one factor that a lot of people just don't know to look at. I mean, it's an obvious factor, but is the cost of vacancy. They
sure.
Just, you know, some people, the cost is very high, and it's way worth doing whatever they have to do to get somebody in there. The you know, other situations, not so much. I mean, they're, you know, kind of, you know, getting along on, you know, gimping along on three legs, and that's, you know, they're comfortable doing that. And so there's no emergencies, which, you know, there's some benefit in that too.
Well, I know that two of the specialties that we've worked a lot with are cardiology and radiology. And it seems like that both cardiologists and radiologists know that you've got to, A, work if you want to make some money, and B, that you got to pay someone what they're worth if you want them to work to make the money. But the thing that's been interesting to me, Chuck, is how many facilitators and folks that are working as nurse practitioners and folks that are working as physician assistants, how their salaries are starting to see a bump now too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's busier, and everybody's doing more, being required to do more. And you know, there's a shortage of healthcare workers, and you know, people, you know, they value, from what I can see, they value their time off more than they value money.
Sure.
But, you know, they still have to have the, you know, money to pay their bills and stuff. And so, you know, they, you know, they're, you know, basically, I mean, I hear it 10 times a day. I want to work less and I want to make more, you know, which
sure.
That's, you know, not a long-term, you know, success formula for sure.
One, and as we're talking about radiology for a little bit there, I mean, you know, used to radiologists were, I mean, they were living large, they were making great money, they were getting to take just a ridiculous amount of vacation. And then it seemed like that whenever the radiology boom kind of slowed down a little bit, that folks are having to reevaluate, and sometimes they're covering a little bit more than they want to, but they're usually making a little bit more than they did too.
Well, yeah, so it seems ridiculous to, you know, kind of, you know, someone like you and myself, you know, because, you know, we take a couple weeks a year, you know, at the most, maybe 3 weeks at the most. But, you know, in defense of, you know, the radiologist, I mean, you know, that's these guys do a lot while they're, I mean, can you imagine looking at 100 different films with liability, you know, connected to every single one of them, and, you know, and then doing that for, you know, 7 days straight and on call and
no,
all that.
Sure,
I
mean, that would definitely be taxing.
Yeah, I mean, well, then you're off a week, but really you're not even unwound until, you know, for 2 or 3 days. So, I mean, you know, the vacation, I mean, some of it was, I mean, it just sounded good, you know, 16 weeks, 20 weeks. I mean, yeah. It's just, you know, and especially the, you know, the monies. But so the money is still in radiology. They did make a lot of cuts back in 2008, but then they made some later on. But they, you know, radiology and cardiology, the money's there. You know, the cardiology in a lot of places has teamed up with the hospital or doing what they call PSA agreements. And so somehow, I'm not exactly, you know, sure how all that works, but they're able to, you know, bill at, you know, higher rates, like through the RVU system and things like that. And so, but the, you know, for radiologists, radiology has really, it tried to go hospital employee with, you know, many groups, but they just have really done, you know, a good job at staying independent. I mean, there's a couple of really large groups in the country. I mean, we'll see what's going to happen there. You know, everything since I've, you know, been recruiting that has gotten really big, you know, ended up eventually dissolving.
Well, and I mean, you know, as recruiters, we know what we know, and there is definitely some turbulence out there on the horizon. So,
which in radiology, I mean, that wouldn't be a bad thing if, you know, if there'd be people on the street to, you know, to put in some of these places. There's just not a lot of people moving around. But regarding the money in radiology, you know, it's still there. They're doing twice the volume that they used to be doing, but, you know, they've just gotten really efficient and you know, figured out ways to, you know, they, I mean, if you're making, you know, 500, 600, you have the choice to take less vacation or less money. I mean, depends, I guess it depends on how many houses and cars and college tuitions you have to pay for.
Those college tuitions add up pretty quick, man, if you got as many kids as you do. So, Chuck, how can we help people in this season that we're in?
That's what we do. I mean, we just, you know, anyone that is, you know, will take the time and talk to one of our representatives and, you know, let us get a feel for what they're looking for. I mean, that's our main interest, is finding out what's going to make their organization better. And I mean, we'll come out on site. We'll, you know, we can do Zoom interviews, whatever. We can have, you know, multiple phone calls, whatever it takes for us to kind of figure out what someone really needs. I mean, recruiting is always going to be here, and everybody gets the person they want. You know, sometimes it takes longer, it takes more commitment and, you know, things like that. But how we can help people is just by listening to them, finding out what it is that they need, what the, you know, that's going to, you know, catapult them to the next level, and, you know, that's going to, frankly, bring in more revenue for their organization, because that's the bottom line. That's what, you know, of course, patient care and all that, I get it, 100% matters, and that's important, especially tied to all the quality metrics and all that.
I think you hit the nail on the head a little while ago. I think that when people take a step back and realize the true cost of vacancy, the thought of working with a recruiter becomes a lot more attractive, because you don't have any hospital administrator or team doesn't have the time or the resources to reach as many candidates. And they also don't have the pool of candidates that we have strategically procured over the last 20 years here at Summit. So it's good to have someone in your corner that can, you know, get your opportunity out there in front of some folks and help you be seen by the people that would be interested in talking to you about your opportunity.
So the benefit of, you know, what we can kind of bring to the table for someone is they only have to have initially the relationship with us, and then that, and we can have each phone call we have maybe 30 minutes, it may be over an hour, to talking to candidates, finding out what they're looking for, and, you know, doing what we do and staying up with them and all this. And so when we present candidates to people, we know the candidates, we know their backgrounds, we know their families, they're fully screened, fully vetted, you know, and then, you know, we just have to have that one conversation. And so we're into building trust with the quality of the candidates that we present.
So how can we help organizations when it comes to salaries?
So that's touchy, because, you know, if you run in there and tell people, hey, listen, you need to pay more, then, you know, they wonder your motives. You know, are you trying to make your job easier, or, you know, that sort of thing. So we don't do that. We do consult, but we actually do it with facts. And so the facts that we use are, we will find somebody that's kind of ballpark looking for that. I mean, they have the MGMA, they know what people are, and they know what they can do and all that. They, you know, they just, you know, sometimes want to pay what they want to pay, but, and also sometimes can pay, you know, can only pay a certain amount, right? Especially if you have previous people that have been hired at that amount, you know. But like in this particular case here, or season, people that were hired 6 months ago, people that are being hired today are getting more. And so we're hearing a lot of that, you know. So it's, you know, I hired this guy 6 months ago and I paid him this. And so if I hire this guy or this girl for that, then it's going to make this other guy mad. And so, I mean, in that case, you know, some people are bumping up both salaries, but, you know, or both pay scales, but that's, you know, kind of a case-by-case situation.
That is the world in which we live today.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's just a 30,000-foot view of salaries and how we can help you out here at Summit. Hey, we'd like your feedback, too. If you have any comments or questions that you'd like for us to address on the SummitCast, I want to encourage you to go to either of our websites. You can go to hiresps.com/podcast, or you can go to summitexec, that's xec.com/podcast. And there's a form there. You can let us know your thoughts, any questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you so much for joining us and tuning in. Have a fantastic day.